I've traveled in several foreign countries. It is a very lonely feeling to be alone in a strange land among people whose language you do not speak. How much better it is when you have a guide, particularly if that guide is a person you know and love, who knows the directions and can speak the language. Such is the blessed condition of those who follow God's will. We need never stray. God clearly shows the way, all the way. Listen for His direction in each circumstance of life. God made all things after a grand design known only to Himself. Man was the crowning work of His creation, being made in the image and likeness of God. But God's plan and purpose in nature, the exact rotation of the planets, the ecological balance, the symmetry of man's own body, declares that He has a plan for each person and thing which He created. That is to say, God has a plan for your life. When you know and follow His plan, your life will be full of meaning and your heart full of peace. God is involved with each person in the world, and His plan for your life is intimate and personal. Of course, God is at work in the comprehensive movements of each generation. His will is expressed in broad and general terms, which include a generation, a nation, or a class of people. It is encouraging to realize that He is God over the whole world, not of a certain segment of the human race. It is even more heartening to know that He is God in my life and is personally concerned about me. God promises, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye." Psalm 32, verse 8. He assured you of His instruction, His teaching, His guiding. To instruct means to enlighten the intellect. To teach means to point out a definite course to follow. To guide means to give advice for particular circumstances. Would God assure you that He will do all this for you and then fail to do it? Of course not. Who will do this? God will do this for you. For whom? He will do this for you. How blessedly personal this is. God is involved in your life, moment by moment, day by day, all the way. God deals with all the events in your life. He is there in the momentous and climactic events. He is there in the daily and practical matters as well. God is concerned about each detail. Psalm 37:23 reads, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delighteth in His way." The statement suggests that God is concerned about your way. That is to say, He knows and is concerned about the general direction and course of your life. But He is also concerned about your steps, the moment-by-moment activities which move you along the way you have chosen. Wonderful detail marks God's plan for you. Jesus said, "God is concerned about whether birds have food to eat and is aware when one of them falls to the ground." He assures us by saying, "Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows." He who is concerned about the intimate details of the animal kingdom has a detailed plan for your life as well. How can I be for sure that God has a plan for me, you may ask? The Scripture answers, "In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." Consider God's will in all thy ways. That is to say, relate everything in your life to God's purpose and plan as best you know it. You will then know by personal experience that God calls cadence for His own. God's will for your life reaches from beginning to end. Never fear that you will live beyond His concern. He promises, "And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not." God's plan for your life reaches from the cradle to the grave. He will guide thee continually. You will find the waters fail not as you walk in His way. He has promised, "I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee." Examine the life of the Apostle Paul. God used him to preach in Arabia, Cilicia, and Syria around Antioch, but he was not through with him. God sent him on a mission tour of Asia Minor, but that was not all. God sent him on another mission tour to establish the Christian gospel in Europe, but still God was not through. Paul was finally sent to Rome as a prisoner, but God was not yet finished with him, for even there God used Paul to write certain epistles which are included in our New Testament today. Yes, God's will includes all of life. Now, God's plan for your life is definite and specific. He does not give general directions only. Ask him about details. You live under his promise of specific guidance, which says, "And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way. Walk ye in it when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left." I've traveled in several foreign countries. It is a very lonely feeling to be alone in a strange land among people whose language you do not speak. How much better it is when you have a guide, particularly if that guide is a person you know and love, who knows the directions and can speak the language. Such is the blessed condition of those who follow God's will. We need never stray. God clearly shows the way, all the way. Listen for His direction in each circumstance of life. There is no need for confusion concerning the plan of God for your life. It hardly seems reasonable that God would have a plan for your life and then refuse to reveal it. If it seems God's plan is hidden to you, look back to the Garden of Eden, to Genesis chapter 3, and find out who does the hiding. God never hides from a man who sincerely seeks Him. It is man, not God, who does the hiding. Let Psalm 27 verse 11 become your prayer. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. Now God will delight to answer such a prayer. So clear and definite will become His direction that you will afterward pray with confidence, "Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory." Ask God for wisdom. He gives liberally and without rebuke. He will make His way plain before you if you are willing to walk in it. To know and do God's will brings assurance. We always lack assurance if we walk in our own will and consider not the will of God. But when any person is committed to God's will, he always moves out with assurance and faith. Jesus said to some who were not sure whether to accept his teaching, "If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself." Let your commitment to God be like signing a business contract. Only be sure to sign your name before God writes in the terms. Now, such commitment is sure to bring a clear revelation of God's will for your life. God's will can be understood and followed only by a certain people, that is, those who reverence and fear Him. Psalm 25 verse 12 reads, "What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose." Who is the promise to the instruction of God? The man who fears the Lord will know God's will. Faith is essential to knowledge. Be sure you're trusting Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior and are surrendered to Him as Lord. Then God will teach you His will if you will walk in it. For out of a glad heart then you will be able to testify, "I delight to do Thy will, O my God. Ay, Thy law is within my heart."